Welcome to Simple Sports News Philadelphia on this Saturday, September 20th. Today, we're diving into the latest buzz surrounding our beloved Eagles as they prepare for their Week 3 showdown with the Rams, including the ongoing debate over the infamous tush push and standout performances from players like Jordan Davis. Then, we shift our focus to the Phillies, who are making waves with their recent victory over the Diamondbacks, fueled by Alec Bohm's triumphant return and a red-hot Harrison Bader. Finally, we'll touch on the Flyers' roster adjustments as they fine-tune for the upcoming season. So sit back and let's get into the action-packed world of Philly sports. All right, Eagles fans, let's dive into the latest buzz surrounding your team as we gear up for the Week 3 clash against the Rams. There's plenty to discuss, from player updates to strategic shifts, so let's get right into it. First up, the tush push play is back under the spotlight. The Eagles' signature move, which involves a quarterback sneak with a little help from behind, has been a hot topic once again. Jason Kelce, the Eagles' legendary center, shared his thoughts on the play's future, suggesting it might not be around after the 2025 season. Kelce mentioned that many within the league are pushing for it to be banned, but he's confident that the team will adapt and find new ways to succeed. The NFL has instructed officials to keep a close eye on the play, especially after a viral clip showed possible offsides and early movement by the Eagles during their win against the Chiefs. Expect the refs to be extra vigilant in the upcoming game against the Rams. On the defensive side, Jordan Davis has been making waves. The defensive tackle has not only shed some weight, but has also emerged as a leader in the locker room. Head coach Nick Sirianni praised Davis for his hard work and the positive impact he's having on the team. Davis has been performing at a high level, recording 11 tackles and 2 passes defended through the first 2 weeks. His transformation is definitely a bright spot for the Eagles' defense. In terms of injuries, the Eagles are looking relatively healthy heading into the Rams game. The final injury report shows that only running back Will Shipley is officially ruled out due to an oblique injury. Tight end Dallas Goedert, who missed the Week 2 win over the Chiefs, is back to full practice and has no injury designation for Sunday's game. Quarterback Tanner McKee is questionable with a thumb injury, but he hasn't played yet this season. Defensive tackles Jalen Carter and Byron Young are both cleared to play, which is good news for the defensive front. Offensively, there's some concern about the Eagles' performance despite their 2-0 start. The offense hasn't been firing on all cylinders, and there's a noticeable lack of explosive plays. Last season, deep passes and long runs were a staple, but this year, the team has only attempted 2 passes over 10 air yards. This predictability is making it easier for defenses to anticipate their moves. The departure of former offensive coordinator Kellen Moore and the promotion of Kevin Petullo might be contributing to some growing pains. The Eagles need to mix up their play calling, especially with formations that have become too predictable. Utilizing play action and varying their approach could help open up the offense. Lastly, Joe Buck weighed in on the tush-push controversy, defending the Eagles' use of the play. He pointed out that the team is simply capitalizing on Jalen Hurts' unique abilities, and if other teams can't stop it, that's on them. The play was crucial in their win over the Chiefs, especially during a 4th-and-goal situation where Hurts scored a touchdown. So, as the Eagles prepare to take on the Rams, keep an eye on how they adjust their offensive strategy and whether the tush push continues to be a focal point. With a relatively healthy lineup and players like Jordan Davis stepping up, there's plenty to watch for in this matchup. All right, let's dive into the latest buzz surrounding the Phillies and their recent action on the field. The Phillies are making headlines with their impressive performance against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Alec Bohm made a strong return from the injured list, contributing significantly in the Phillies' 8-2 victory over the D-backs. Bohm, who had been sidelined with a shoulder issue, came back swinging with 2 hits and 3 RBIs. His return couldn't have been more timely as the team gears up for the playoffs. Harrison Bader and Nick Castellanos also played pivotal roles in the win. Bader, nearly hitting for the cycle, launched a solo homer, while Castellanos, who entered the game as a pinch hitter, delivered a 2-run shot in the 8th inning. It's worth noting that Bader has been on fire since joining the Phillies, batting .340 with 5 homers and 16 RBIs since the trade deadline. The Phillies have been on a tear, boasting a 31-15 record since July 31st, the best in baseball during that span. They're now sitting at 92-62, just 2 games behind the Milwaukee Brewers for the top spot in the National League. This positioning is crucial, as the top 2 finishers in each league receive a first-round playoff bye. The Brewers, however, hold the tiebreaker, making every game down the stretch vital for the Phillies. In terms of roster moves, the Phillies activated Bohm from the 10-day IL, sending infielder Rafael Antigua back to AAA. Bohm's return is a significant boost as the team is still dealing with other infield injuries, including Trea Turner and Edmundo Sosa. The Phillies have already clinched the NL East and are eyeing a first-round bye, which would give them extra time to get their roster healthy and ready for a deep playoff run. On the managerial front, Rob Thompson is in the conversation for National League Manager of the Year. Thompson has led the Phillies to consistent success, managing to keep the team competitive despite some challenges. The Phillies' rotation has been stellar, ranking first in strikeouts and third in ERA among all MLB teams. This consistency in pitching has been a backbone for their success this season. Looking at the broader playoff picture, the Phillies are one of only three teams to have clinched a postseason berth so far, alongside the Cubs and Brewers. With the playoff race heating up, the Phillies are in a strong position to make a significant impact come October. As we approach the final week of the regular season, the Phillies are not only focused on securing their playoff seeding, but also keeping an eye on the competition. The Seattle Mariners currently hold the highest odds to win the World Series, according to Fangraphs, but the Phillies are right behind them, showcasing their potential to make a deep playoff run. Overall, the Phillies are in a strong position as they head into the postseason. With key players like Bohm returning and their pitching staff firing on all cylinders, they have all the tools needed to make a significant impact in the playoffs. Fans can look forward to an exciting end to the season as the Phillies aim to bring another championship to the city. The Flyers have made some moves as they continue to shape their roster for the upcoming season, trimming three players from their training camp lineup. Forward Nathan Quinn, defenseman Austin Moline, and goalie Joe Costanzo have all been reassigned to their respective junior teams. Starting with Nathan Quinn, the 18-year-old forward was picked up by the Flyers in this summer's draft, going 164th overall. He's been making his mark with the Quebec Remparts in the QMJHL over the past couple of years. Last season, Quinn put up some decent numbers with 17 goals and 46 points, although he had a minus 16 rating. He's heading back to the Remparts for another season, but has his eyes set on college hockey, committing to Northeastern University for the 2026-27 season. Next up, Austin Moline, who was drafted a year before Quinn, finds himself back with the Madison Capitals in the USHL. This 19-year-old defenseman, originally from Las Vegas, has a solid presence on the ice, standing at 6'5". Last season, he notched 1 goal and 21 points in 59 games, boasting an impressive plus 39 rating. Moline started his development at the renowned Shattuck St. Mary's program and is still considering his options for college hockey. Finally, we have Joe Costanzo, the 20-year-old netminder who wasn't drafted by the Flyers but has been part of the camp. Costanzo has spent the last 4 years with the Windsor Spitfires in the OHL, putting together a 75-49-6 record over 147 games. His stats include an .882 save percentage and a 3.76 goals against average. With his junior career nearing its end, Costanzo will likely look for opportunities in the ECHL or AHL, or perhaps an amateur tryout contract if he wants to keep his professional career alive. These moves are pretty standard as teams hone in on their final rosters. For these young players, it's a chance to get more ice time and develop further in their respective leagues. The Flyers are keeping an eye on their progress, and who knows, we might see them in the orange and black in the future. Thanks for tuning in to Simple Sports News Philadelphia. This podcast is produced by our small team with the help of AI technology. Be sure to like and follow us to support our show, and email us with suggestions at philadelphia@simplesportsnews.com. Don't forget to listen tomorrow for more updates.